Hey, welcome back to the latest episode of Random Lists, and this is Jesse Cohen, and it's TGIF. A very nice one, I might add. Today, the weather's great. No wind, warm. I think it's going to hit 50. So beat that December, so that's good. Anyway, for Fan Friday, I am looking at, I was looking at since these days, celebrities, you know, obviously have TV shows and movies, but you know, with the pandemic, things are, you know, not always as they seem, meaning probably it's probably harder to produce things. So I was wondering, how do celebrities make extra cash? You know, I know regular people, they have their own side hustles, but what are legit side hustles of celebrities? What do they do? So I found it on a couple of sites, and I will share with you. I found it on a couple of sites, and I also found it on, I did a little digging of my own. Oops, there's a car. It was on cosmopolitan.com, cheatsheet.com, mandatory.com, and I did a little Googling myself. So these are side hustles of celebrities, and I think they're a little weird, but they're also really cool. And actually, FYI, I've actually been to one of the side hustles. First one is Scarlett Johansson. She's Black Widow, probably most known for. She opened a popcorn shop in Paris, France. That is right. If you go there to Paris, you'll see her popcorn shop. It has Americana-inspired interiors, and you can get popcorn flavors such as Vermont maple, and truffle parmesan. Sure, if I'm in Paris, you know, enjoying the lights, the Eiffel Tower, I'd stop in, right? I like popcorn. Jennifer Garner, alias Juno. She actually has a baby food company called Once Upon a Farm. And I went on there, she has all kinds of baby food, you know, the snacks, the spoon feeding ones, even the squeezables, which my son loved. And some of the top flavors are mango and apple and kale. So if you ever want baby food, she's the one to go to. Susan Sarandon. Now this is the one I actually went to. She, Susan Sarandon, Bull Durham, mother-in-law or Bull Durham and Thelma and Louise. Those were her big movies. Huge fan of her and Thelma and Louise. Anyway, she has a bar, ping pong bar, named Spin in New York City. I actually went there for a corporate event. And when I was there, you know, because I was also wondering how are these guys absentee owners? You know, they just invest and don't really talk to the owners. So I went to the bartender, got a drink, you know, it's between games. It's a ping pong bar. So you go there, it's literally ping pong courts, and you can order food to your court and you can order drinks. So I asked her, I said, do you know Susan Sarandon? Does she come in? She said, yeah, she's really nice. And, you know, she's here a lot. And so that's, sounds like she's very involved in Spin, which is good. And it shows because they have 8 locations now in Toronto, Seattle, Austin, Washington, D.C. And again, I was on the one on 23rd Street in New York City. And when I was there, I also saw an actor from Law & Order. I do not know the name, but I saw him playing ping pong. So it is a sort of celebrity hangout. Nick Offerman from Parks and Rec. He's also on that show from FX, a miniseries, Devs. Very good. If you get a chance, you should definitely watch it. He owns a wood shop. Oops, sorry, cop. All the sirens are out today. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, oops, sorry again. See what happens. The sirens start. It was a fire truck. But then it's trying to get through the light, and it gets caught at the light. And so then the sirens start up again because it's trying to get through the light. So hence the sirens start and stop. So anyway, Nick Offerman, Parks and Rec. Again, that FX show Devs was great. If you get a chance, definitely watch it. Definitely not his usual character. I thought he was great in it. Anyway, he owns a wood shop out of L.A. So if you're in L.A., he has a wood shop. It's a legit wood shop. He does custom beds, boats, and signs. It's called Offerman Wood Shop. Cabinets, tables, whatever. He also sells on his website books and caps and T-shirts. And actually, his one book, Where the Deer and Antelope Play, is on Amazon right now. It's the number one book in canoeing. So who knew? There's a subtopic canoeing on Amazon, and he's number one. He's also number two in humor, so I guess pick it up. So that is it. Those are all the celebrity side hustles I know about. If you know of any others, please let me know. I'm on Twitter at podcastlist, #randomlists. I'm on Instagram at randomlistpodcast. You can find me on all the podcast platforms. I'm there. You know, stop by, subscribe. You know, let me know about a list you want to do. And as always, I track the steps that I take, that the professionals take. So if you're exercising, you know, track along, you know, I'd love to hear about it. And that is it. Have a great weekend, and thank you so much for listening. Bye.